Welcome to the deep dive. Today's source material is this highly technical risk assessment on ternary logic and the no spy, no weapon mandate.
Yeah, it's a pretty dense read, but super fascinating.
Right. So our mission today is to basically unpack how shifting away from traditional binary computers could, you know, create an AI that is physically incapable of being weaponized. Imagine an AI where the rule do no harm isn't just software code that a hacker can rewrite, but an actual physical limitation of its hardware.
Exactly. Because historically, if we want to physically restrict AI, we have to fundamentally change how it thinks.
Yeah.
Right? Moving away from traditional ones and zeros.
Okay, let's unpack this. If we strip away the traditional ones and zeros, what does the AI actually use to make a decision?
Well, binary logic forces an AI into this really rigid choice, right? It's either allow or deny. So if an AI faces an ethically ambiguous situation, it often just, well, it just guesses so it can keep the system running.
Which is terrifying when you think about it.
Totally. But ternary logic adds a third physical state. It's state zero, the epistemic hold, or what the assessment calls the sacred zero.
The sacred zero. Got it.
Yeah. So if the incoming data conflicts, the system mathematically halts.
So it's like replacing a traditional green or red traffic light with one that has this mandatory locked pause state whenever the intersection looks even slightly dangerous. Like it literally cannot move forward until the ambiguity is resolved.
That is a perfect analogy. Software rules can be legally bypassed, sure, but logic gates do not negotiate.
Okay, but I'm stuck on the physics here. Say a government invokes the Defense Production Act, right? And they demand the AI bypass that pause state to launch a missile. Why can't a programmer just patch the software to ignore it?
Because the system literally has to pause to evaluate that third ambiguous state. It physically forces a 500 millisecond delay into the processing pipeline.
Wait, half a second?
Yeah, half a second.
Yeah.
The hardware uses these things called non-maskable latency buffers, meaning that delay is baked right into the silicon.
Oh, wow. Which makes the chip completely useless for microsecond tasks, like guiding hypersonic weapons.
Exactly.
But if you can't hack the software, what if a bad actor just feeds the AI fake sensor data? Like spoofing a camera to make the AI think a target area is completely empty, tricking it into the allow state.
The assessment actually anticipates that vulnerability. It outlines a requirement called the TML Trinity.
The TML Trinity.
Right. So to prevent spoofing, the system needs cryptographic consensus from three separate independent physical inputs. Think a satellite feed, an IoT grid sensor, and a human audit.
Okay.
If there's any divergence between those three inputs at all, the system immediately defaults to the sacred zero.
So if we're hard coding a half second delay to prevent weaponization and mass surveillance, we're effectively locking ourselves out of the $100 billion defense market. Who is actually going to buy a purposely slow chip? Like, how does this survive economically?
By abandoning defense, this technology captures what the paper calls a premium for certainty. They're targeting the $1.5 trillion financial sector and critical infrastructure.
Ah, so your power grids, water supplies, hospital systems.
Exactly. It offers automated, mathematically guaranteed compliance that volatile binary AI simply can't match.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Running three-state logic on our current two-state binary chips wastes massive amounts of energy. It creates a latency tax.
Right, because traditional chips only understand on or off. Simulating NA maybe takes extra computing power.
So we'd need a completely new system.
Yeah. True universal adoption requires building entirely new custom processors from the ground up. They need memristors components that actually remember electrical resistance levels to physically represent that third state without wasting energy. It's a massive infrastructure pivot.
But I'm guessing the payoff is pretty profound for the average person listening.
Absolutely. You may soon live in a bifurcated world divided into deterministic safe zones where your banking and hospitals are safely governed by ternary logic and probabilistic high-risk zones still running on traditional volatile binary AI.
Which brings us to a massive question for the future. This entire system relies on an always memory ledger, right? Essentially a permanent, unerasable record of the AI's choices to verify it actually followed the rules.
Right, it needs that audit trail.
But looking ahead, next generation quantum hacking could eventually break our current encryption. If these systems don't rapidly upgrade to post-quantum defenses like Shor's algorithm is advancing fast, could the immutable ethical history of these machines be retroactively rewritten 20 years from now?
That is the big unknown.
Will that physical lock hold when the math itself is broken? Something for you to keep in mind as you watch the next generation of machines take shape.